Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with Miss Summer McKean.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited we get an hour to actually chat. I feel like I've kind of known you for years. But I've never actually had one-on-one time with you.
So we have plenty to talk about.
We have a lot to catch up on.
I just can't wait. Okay.
Okay, Summer, I have to ask, because you're originally from Oregon.
Yeah, I'm from
Eugene,
Oregon.
Why the heck do you live in Utah?
Okay, because, well, let me tell you like a little life story here.
Get into it.
So graduated in 2017 from Eugene, Oregon. Sheldon High, shout out.
Shout out, Sheldon High.
Love you. Actually, obsessed. I don't. But anyway, yeah, graduated, and then I was doing YouTube, still doing YouTube, but YouTube was like really taking off at that point. So I was like, let me go to LA, but wait, I'm scared to live in LA. So let me go to actually Laguna Niguel. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is like an hour south.
I knew that.
Like,
yeah,
more of a chill vibe.
Well, it's stunning
it
in Laguna.
It is so nice.
I could see myself like having a family there or something.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. And like, oh my gosh, when I was sad, like I would just drive around the Laguna Hills. And
it's stunning.
The Laguna High School is insane. Like, it's I can't imagine going to school there. Isn't that where the OC
or the Laguna Beach and the Hills? That's where they originated. Yes. There's a show called Laguna Beach.
Oh,
and
right.
Then it turned into the Hills.
Okay.
But the OC is new about Newport.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, haven't watched it. Just like
heard
about it.
You need to watch Laguna Beach and then the Hills because you would love it.
Okay, I'm sure I would.
Yeah.
I am still like, I love, love, love one of my favorite places ever, Laguna. Anyway, so COVID hit and I was living by myself in Laguna and I hadn't made a lot of friends in Laguna because the whole time I was living there, I was either in my very serious relationship and I was literally attached at the hip to him, or I was in LA or I was in Encinitas with all my friends down there. That's like where my best friends were. So I was like scared of this lockdown situation, living by myself. Like, I don't have family near me, so let me go.
Did you have an apartment?
Yeah. Okay. I lived in an apartment in Laguna Niguel. Loved it. But I did feel kind of like, oh my gosh, this is like very uncertain. Like, what if I'm stranded out here?
Yeah.
And so, like, right when COVID hit, my sister was living in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so I moved in with her. And then I started dating a guy. And then I was like, let me actually move to Utah.
In Salt.
Okay. We did not work out. I am currently single. Love him, though. Like, that's great guy. But yeah. And then I just stayed there and I was like, you know what? Now my whole family lives here because they were living in Oregon, but they moved to Utah.
So they all moved.
Everybody lived in Utah.
Out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why'd they all move to Utah?
I don't know. Like, okay, my dad, he was like, we got an offer on our house in Eugene, Oregon. And he's like, I think this is a sign. And like, all of our daughters are in Utah. So like, maybe let's find a house in Utah.
Mm-hmm. And
so
do you just have one sibling?
I have two older sisters.
Two older sisters.
Yeah, Madison and Bree. Bree, I have the podcast with. Yeah.
And is Bree the middle one or the oldest?
Uh-huh, okay. The middle. I'm the youngest.
What's the age difference?
Bree is 27, so she's 3 years older than me. And then Madison is 29. She's 5 years older than me. Yeah.
So are you 24?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So what was it like growing up in Oregon? Like, what was the family dynamic like?
That is such a
question. I want to hear it all.
Riveting question. What was it like growing up?
What was it like growing
when
up?
When you hit me with a banger.
No, it's literally I've been researching all day. Came up with that one.
I mean, honestly, it was beautiful because there were a lot of hikes and I went on a lot of bike rides. Like, love Oregon. So gorgeous. But it was pretty boring. Like, I didn't.
Is your family like hike like Patagonia, like REI?
Not really. But they are runners. Like, we every like Thanksgiving we'll do the turkey trot. And then yeah.
Okay, you're one of those families. Okay.
Like, whenever there's like a fun run, they're like down for it.
Okay.
And I did cross country in high school, so yeah. And all my sisters did too. Yeah. And lacrosse.
Runners.
So lots of running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you still run to this day?
I haven't been. I've been just walking. I'll run like if I feel like it, but I'm not like, it's not really a huge part of me, honestly.
I've been entering my running era, so I'm like looking for runner friends. Yeah.
Oh my, well, I will go run with you. But
you should, next time you're in LA, let's go to Venice Run Club.
What is that?
I just went. There's like so many hot guys and I will. That's why I'm becoming a runner.
No,
that's the only reason why.
Love that. You're like dying and you're like winking at the guy next to you.
I guess I'm a runner now because I have to go.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to go on runs around here right now, but it is so insanely hot that
it's
like,
so hot.
And I'm so like, my sweat glands are extraordinarily active. So like, I will literally be drenched in sweat. Anyway. My
back
life
to Oregon.
Back to Oregon. I don't know. Like, I guess I had to make my own fun. And so I've always been really into acting, honestly, and like making videos and stuff. And so when I was younger, like young with my sisters, we would just like film ourselves and make like little like shorts and stuff, which was really fun. And then
on what camera?
That is a good question. I don't know. Like one of the old like tape recorders.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Love. Yeah.
So this was like 2007, I want to say. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, I don't know, that old, but we did have a camcorder that we used. And then like we would make videos with our dolls and stuff. And then when I got into middle school, I made a bunch of friends that were like also into the same thing, and we would make like horror movies together. Like,
okay, this makes sense now because you love the murder podcast.
I love the good job. Okay. She did do her research.
Yeah, I did do my research.
So yeah, I am like I've always been so into all of that like creepy stuff. Like Coraline was my favorite. Yeah.
What's your favorite horror movie?
I'd have to think about that one. I want to say Hereditary just because it was done so well.
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
probably will never.
Boy. No, you probably should. It's actually like so insanely dark, and it's just, it makes you feel so unsettled and disturbed. But that's what they were going for, and they achieved it. Like,
okay.
Ari Aster, if I got that director name wrong, I am going to be so embarrassed. But
it's okay.
I'm pretty sure... Yeah, no, that, okay, you know Beau is Afraid?
Mm-mm.
The movie Beau is Afraid?
No.
With Joaquin Phoenix?
I haven't seen it.
Girl, you need to see it.
Okay, I'll see it.
Okay, same director. He's crazy.
Is it a horror movie?
It is a psychological, like, thriller.
Okay, I can do that.
It's really, really weird, though.
Okay.
Okay, watch it and let me know.
Well,
like, text me.
Joaquin Phoenix is a wild actor.
One of the best really actors good actor. Ever. Yeah. Love him. But, yeah, Hereditary is scary. But it was a really good movie.
Okay, so you would make the little horror films.
Yeah, we would make the horror films. Really, really good time there. And then I discovered YouTube, and I started making my own little videos by myself in my room. But it was kind of like I was, like, cosplaying. Like, I was, like, just pretending to be a YouTuber. And then I uploaded, like, a couple videos without telling anyone.
How old were you?
How old was I? I was in middle school. I think I was, like... I was 12.
And who were you watching? Like, who inspired you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I love Bethany Mota.
Okay.
Loved Meredith Foster. Alicia. I love
awesome.
Alicia. I've always loved Alicia.
Yeah.
And then I can't think of her name, but I can see her face. I don't know. It was like, you know how everyone was like, Steal a Babe 09, Mac Barbie 07?
Yeah.
It was like one of those names.
Juicy Star 07?
Juicy Star 07, probably.
It was Blair.
Yes,
a lot of people loved her.
Yes.
I liked her too.
Loved her.
Blair Fowler is her name.
Her and then Ingrid.
Yeah. Nielsen. Or
yes.
Nielsen. I hope I'm saying that right. Nielsen.
I'm diving very deep into my mind right now to find these
Ingrid.
Names.
Ingrid. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them. Loved them.
Okay. So then you started doing what? Like beauty stuff?
Like I wanted to be Bethany Mota.
Okay.
So like I was like DIYing bows and DIYing galaxy bands.
No, and she was her.
Like, oh, she was that girl.
She was that bitch.
Like in a big way. Like she literally was, she was running every girl's teenage life. Like,
yeah.
Every teenage girl's life. There we go. Yeah. Love her. And I made like I do remember this. My first video was a school like locker survival kit. And I put like a bunch of little things in a Pringles can.
Oh.
And then I uploaded it. Didn't tell my family. Didn't tell my friends. Friends at school eventually found it. I was absolutely mortified. So scared. And then I like took it all down.
Wait, that's crazy that they found it.
I don't know how they found it. Yeah. And my username was Looky Here Girl. And so people at
it
my
was
school,
what?
Looky Here Girl.
Looky Here Girl.
Let me give you the little story on that.
Dine it out.
Okay, so I was in dance.
Okay.
I was a competitive dancer. Don't forget it, everyone,
obsessed.
Please.
Oh, that's why you're so good at TikTok dances, then.
Oh, please.
Okay,
I
this
love
is making
dancing.
Sense. This is making
yes.
sense. Okay.
There was a Bruno Mars song we had to dance to. What is it called? Runaway Baby.
Okay.
And it starts with... Runaway Baby.
Dance
it
songs are so funny. Like,
oh,
whatever the
so
instructor
fun.
Picks or whatever. Okay, continue.
So fun. It starts with, well, looky here, now what do we have? And that was always stuck in my head. And I was like, looky here, girl, let's do it. And then I did it. And then people at my school were like, hi, looky here, girl. And I was like, there's no way. There is no way my life is over. I was so embarrassed. And I went through like a month or two of just not doing it anymore and just keeping to myself. But then I was like, you know what? Let me do this because I actually really enjoy it. And so I kept going and I told all my friends about it. And I was like, if you guys want to like be in the videos with me, let's do it. Let's pretend like I'm not embarrassed. And I just embraced it. And then I never stopped.
That's
and
amazing.
Yeah. That's my story.
That's really cool that you have like a backlog of videos. Like that's
so
crazy.
Weird.
You're like, daughter or son, maybe one day if you have kids, is going to like be able to watch you
right.
as a kid. Because, like, we have photos of ourselves, right, uh-huh. from when we were younger. But, like, mm-hmm. I don't have that many videos.
Yeah, yeah,
at least
exactly.
in my own space that my parents weren't recording.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially, too. Oops, I just hit the table.
That's okay.
Especially, too, like, videos that you can find. Because I'm sure you were, like, yeah. recorded as a child. But, like, where are those videos?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, oh my gosh, it's so weird. And I think about, like, when I start talking to a guy that I really like, the fact that he can just, like,
Same.
Find my YouTube channel and then watch me grow up from year 2012. Like, oh, it's so weird. Mm-hmm. And then,
That's how you know someone really likes you, though. Okay, it's weird because it's a blessing or a curse.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse because it's, like, embarrassing. Excuse me, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But... if they get through the watching of honestly any video that I upload and then they still want to keep hanging
yes.
out,
no,
that's when
true.
I'm like, you fucking like me.
Yes, 100%. And if they like, if they care enough to sit through an entire video, you must
or like
be
a podcast. They're like, I listen to your podcast.
Oh.
I'm like,
yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, when I get that, I'm like, well, there's no chance you listen to the whole thing. I can't ask that question, though, because I'm too scared.
Oh, no.
Because what if he did?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay, so
yeah.
are we getting married or yeah. like, what's up?
Are we about to kiss right now?
No, literally. Yeah, so weird.
Insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said you were uploading your silly little videos.
Yes.
And when did it become a job?
I would say when I was 16.
You were young.
Yeah, I was really young. And I was just doing it all on my own. I kind of like, I had friends, but I put my YouTube channel over like everything. Like I was so into it.
Why? Were you gaining a lot of subscribers?
It honestly, not really. No. Like I don't know what it was.
How'd you gain your following?
I just kept posting consistently.
So was it slow and steady?
Yeah. Very.
Wow. That's how YouTube really
very
is.
Very slow and steady. Uh-huh. Yeah. I just really enjoyed it. And if I would get like 5 comments on my videos, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like this is so, so cool. And then from watching like so many other YouTubers, I mm-hmm. like look at their description box and they like put an email in there and stuff. So I'm like, let me do the same thing. And
yeah.
so I put my email in the description box. And then, companies started reaching out to me. And I was like,
what was your first brand deal?
What was it? I know because I really want to like answer this correctly. I remember I worked with Romwe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Shein, when it was called Sheinside, like a very long time
Whoa.
Ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shein.
Okay. Shirt Shein. And then Madame Glam. I remember Madame Glam. I don't know what that company is now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like really random.
Well,
random
shout out them
companies.
For giving Summer a chance.
Really, and making me feel like I was actually doing something.
Yeah.
Like, you jump-started me. You motivated me. Love you. Shout out. yeah. But I didn't get paid. I remember, okay, now I'm
you
like...
You just got product?
Yeah, they like, gave okay. me product, and they were like, do this, and
That's
I didn't...
That's still awesome, though, like, your first...
Yeah,
yeah
I felt
cute.
Cool. I didn't know anything about, like... I didn't know that I should be getting paid. I honestly mm-hmm. didn't know people were getting paid. I wasn't like educating myself on how to be a YouTuber and how to make a career out of it. Mm-hmm. I was just like doing it. And
so now it's like your full-time thing.
Full-time.
It's been full-time for what, since you were 16?
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For years.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Yeah, and I did a Snapchat show called Endless Summer,
which is an iconic name.
Oh my gosh, yeah, love that name.
Yeah,
we can't have that name anymore though, because the movie Endless Summer, like on our second season, they were
the
like
summer I turned pretty
right, let's yeah. change it to that. yeah, they were like, you actually can't have this name. But that was crazy too. That was a cool little experience that I got to have that came from having the YouTube channel and being on social media and stuff. So it's cool. I've gotten to explore different parts of this whole world.
I love it. Mm-hmm. What do you think, I mean, because you've been on the platform for so long, what do you think makes a great YouTuber?
Ooh, I think if you're passionate about it, if you're really into it, and everybody says this, but if you are being just so real and so authentic and true to yourself, that makes a good YouTuber, because you can tell when someone is really into it and when someone is enjoying the process of making the video, and if they're interacting with their followers, people that support them as they should, you know? I don't know. I feel like if it comes off natural, then I think that's a good YouTuber. And if you're consistent, you're doing what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. You haven't uploaded on YouTube in a hot second.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Why haven't you?
Honestly, I have been feeling burnout for like the past 2 years.
It kind of makes sense.
Or more, yeah. Because I've been doing the same thing for...
Since you were 16, you're 24.
Since I was 16. And so I guess
almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Me not posting on YouTube is just kind of like... I don't know. I want to explore different parts of this world. And we were kind of talking about this in the car, too.
We had like an hour car ride home from Malibu.
Yeah, it was.
I snuck into their Uber.
Very long. But yeah, we were really chopping it up, as they say. Where did that come from? Okay, new vocabulary phrase.
New term unlocked.
We were really chopping it up. I really want to get into acting. Whether that's just like going to an acting class or working with one of my friends on like a short indie film or something like that. Like, I just want to experience that world a little bit more than I already have. Because I've always wanted to act ever since I was little. Like, I mean, making those like horror movies and everything. Like, I've always really, really loved it. And I have done self-tapes and auditions, and I have been to some acting classes, and the feeling that I get from doing it is just, it's so fulfilling. And it's something that's like refreshing and new, and I get to express myself creatively in a different way, which is really fun and exciting. And I feel like that could open up just like a whole other part of me.
I could you being in a horror film.
Oh,
like
my
screaming
God.
Like,
no, I would love that. I could How so fun it. Would that be?
That would be a really fun job.
And I've got plenty of practice from my from my younger
An
days.
An inspiration.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, there's a lot of different things I want to do. So I guess just taking a break from YouTube, it allows me like so much more time to do things.
YouTube's time consuming.
So time consuming. And just explore. I mean, I'm here in California trying to like do everything that I can while I'm here and meet everyone and talk to everyone and try everything. So yeah, that's basically the reason.
Okay. I am definitely excited for you because I feel like acting is such a huge challenge. And sometimes when you're in a career for a really long time, like YouTube, you just get used to like, oh, I'm making this much money. It's like, this is normal. I'm getting these crazy deals, like blah, blah, blah. I'm just posting myself on the internet, which not to knock it because it really is a hard job in certain ways.
Yeah.
But acting is so fucking hard in a different realm kind of.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I would actually be so interested, even if you did TikTok vlogs, documenting like the rejection process of acting.
Yeah.
And
that's
like
a huge
the
part of
audition,
it.
Be like, I'm auditioning for this type of thing. This is what they told me. It was so embarrassing. Like, I'm going to try again.
I so should
that
do
would
that.
Be so, because no one does that.
Yeah.
No and one if, talks about when they don't get shit.
Yeah. I could also. So, I mean, I feel like for me to come back to YouTube, I would want to take a different approach. And so I feel like that could be really fun to do on YouTube, too. And just because I do love long form content.
Yeah.
I love TikTok. Same. I love Instagram. I love the Snapchat story situation. But I will always love being able to just like talk to a camera and edit it myself. I love editing. So, yeah, I don't think my YouTube channel is not dead.
No,
I just need to come back in a different way. I don't know. I just need to feel inspired, and that sounds fun. I like that idea.
I just would be so interested because I think to some degree, like everyone's slightly interested in the acting process, or like, I mean, we all watch movies and shows. So I'd be so interested to see the actual nitty gritty behind the scenes of it because I feel like it'll be like some Oscar winning. Like, it'll be like Reese Witherspoon. I love Reese Witherspoon. And
love
she'll be
her.
Like, yeah, I was supposed, or I auditioned for that. But like, she's Reese Witherspoon. Like, of course, like, that's interesting hearing that. But I'd love to see an actor, like, who hasn't, like, gotten an Oscar yet.
Yeah.
Go through the process of showing.
Oh, totally. 100%. Yeah, because I feel like it isn't really talked about. And there's so much to say there. And I feel like one of the reasons it might not be as talked about is because this whole, like, the whole entertainment industry, I mean, specifically, like, movies and shows and stuff, there's so many, like, NDAs and, like, keep it on the DL.
Yeah.
So I would just, like, be careful about that, but no, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down to do that.
Are you in SAG?
No.
Screen Actors Guild?
I've been asked that question before. And
okay, then you're not.
No, I'm not.
Well, that's actually not that it's good right now, but there's a strike going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were in SAG, you couldn't act in anything currently.
Oh, because it's like a...
Because there's a strike.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's quite unfortunate that right now I want to start
I know,
doing
get
acting.
Into it. But it's you like, could actually do stuff, I think. I mean, don't quote me on this. I think you could audition for, like, non-union things, but no one's really working.
Yeah,
like union.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Isn't working, so you could do non-union stuff, which would be like some short films or random.
Yeah, I would love to. I would even like. I always get these fun ideas of. I don't even know how to explain this, but like little. I guess you could call them short films that I would make myself, and I could even just have fun doing that in practice until.
I would love
that. That would be so fun.
You totally should.
Maybe I will. Maybe you'll see it. Follow me.
Maybe we will. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about you started 75 Hard.
Yeah.
But you stopped? What's the tea for summer?
Oh, man. Yeah. Listen. Okay. So.
I was so inspired listening to your 75 Hard. I was like, I should do it again.
The way that I made an entire podcast episode.
No, I was obsessed. I'm the target demo for that.
No, I made it 10 days in. But I was so, like, here's the thing about me. Terrible at being consistent. I am so bad
really?
At being consistent. Well, here and there, like,
okay.
It depends on what it is, I guess, but with a lot of things, even if I am so set on it, there's always something that I'm like, well, I don't have to do, I don't know, I just struggle with being inconsistent. I feel like maybe I can attribute that to my ADHD as well.
Well,
we
I'm like,
know.
Is it consistency or you struggle being disciplined?
Oh, maybe both.
You
maybe
know what I mean?
A little bit of both.
I'd struggle with, honestly, both of them as well.
Because I want to, like, be good to myself, and I want to, like, honor my feelings and everything. But, and I kind of talked about this in the podcast episode, like, there is a fine line between, like, self-love and, like, overindulging in doing what you want to do. I don't know if that is the right yes. wording, but yeah. do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess I kind of struggle with that. And I feel like everybody does a little bit.
Yes.
So one of the reasons I wanted to start 75 Hard is because I just need a little challenge, whether that's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's both physical and mental.
It whips you into shape.
Let me tell you. No, girl, really. Just the 10 days that I did it. I mean, you did the full 75 days.
I didn't finish it all.
Okay, but how far did you get? I want to hear about your experience.
Well, I want to hear about the rest of yours too, but I'll give you the down low. Basically, I started it. I did it probably like 2 months.
That is a long time,
or like
actually.
1.5 months. Then I got strep throat twice.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, which sucked.
Whoa.
So then that threw me off like crazy.
Yeah.
And then I kind of did 75 medium.
Okay.
After that.
Okay.
So next year, January 1, I really want to do 75 hard, like starting January 1, because I think it'll be fun starting then.
Yeah.
And I'll be a little less distracted because I've just been traveling like crazy. And
yeah,
it's
that's
a
what's
big
hard.
Commitment.
It is a huge commitment. And it doesn't, it affects like everyone around you.
No, it
because,
does.
Because like you have to change around your plans to me only doing it 10 days. And I'm like talking about like, no, but like in the time that
no,
I was doing
hard.
It,
it's
I'm like,
hard.
Wait, it takes up like so much of your time.
But it's awesome.
It's so awesome. I'm telling you, in those 10 days, I haven't felt that good mentally and physically, like, probably ever. Or at least in a really long time. Like, I felt really
great.
No, I
felt it from you through your podcast.
Oh
I literally
gosh,
was like, this girl is about to... You were saying you were starting it, and you... The way you were talking about it was so, like, inspiring and excited.
I was
and,
so excited.
Yes. And I was like, holy shit, this challenge is literally about to change this girl's life.
Oh.
Because, you know what, those 10 days did a number.
My word. Listen, it was like a little sampler. Like,
it was.
I got a little sample
it
of
was.
It.
We can start it January 1st. We can do it together.
I don't want to wait that long, though. Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay. What are you thinking?
Well, I'll do it again with you. 100%. Okay. Utah. That's where I live. It is so freaking cold. And you have to do an outdoor workout.
Yeah.
And so in the winter, can't really do it. And so that's why, that's one of the reasons I started it in the summer. Not like that.
Okay.
Like, I'll go sometimes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I guess, wait, that could be a really good workout, actually.
Oh, my God. Skiing is a great
every
workout.
Every single day, though.
No, but if you went, I don't know how normal it is or how easy it is for you to go in the mountain, but even if you went 2 times a week.
True.
Or once a week, I don't
know. And then just, like, be freezing, like maybe
like
running in the snow.
Yeah, or a walk.
Oh,
right.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I could walk.
Yeah.
I don't know, but when I get back from California, where I am right now, where we are, hi, I want to start it over again. I want to try it again.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see your journey.
Thank you, and I will keep doing it. I will keep trying until I actually succeed because. I know it would change my life. Do you feel like it changed your life?
Yes.
At least
momentarily.
I was
in the biggest rut, quarter life crisis. Literally the second I turned 25, I just turned 26. Mm-hmm. The second I turned 25, huge quarter life crisis. I kind of told you about this in the car.
Yeah.
Like, I was so unsure of myself, didn't know what I wanted to do, all over the place. All of them know. Mm-hmm. But 75 hard truly is like the one main thing that like really got me back on track. And
oh,
I feel
totally.
Like
totally
because you have to make such an insane commitment to yourself.
Yes.
And even like the going out and not drinking and whatever, like to this day, like my relationship with alcohol is way different.
Really?
Yeah. Like tonight I'm probably going to go out. I'm going to Waterfront in Venice, but I probably will just drive and then park and then drink Diet Coke.
And you're like happy with that. And
oh my
happy
God, yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really great.
I just don't, maybe it's me getting older. I don't know what it is, but
I think that kind of goes into it a bit as
well.
But
I just don't feel the need to like get fucked up.
Yeah.
And I hate, like, tomorrow I am craving the feeling of after my workout, and I don't want to be like
hungover and just hating life. Yeah.
And like eating like a whole ice cream and what Now I'm just way better with like balancing things. Like I have a That's little of awesome. This, a little of whatever. Like it's not as black and white as I used to be, I guess.
Yeah, that's really, really
great. So it really helped me. And like just the mental. It fixes your mental.
Dude, completely. It does. I feel like it will, I mean, when I do it for a longer amount of time, I feel like it's going to like clear my brain, like almost like reset it.
Also, you don't have time to spiral when you're on 75 hard.
Yes, that's what I liked about it too. I was like, don't have time to be doom scrolling on TikTok. Nah. Like I am busy because I'm doing 75 hard and I'm also like working and I'm also taking care of myself and like cleaning my apartment and taking care of my cat and like being social. And so that was really nice to know that like also I'm busy, A, and B, there was structure to my day every day.
Yeah.
Because that's something that also is pretty tough for, I mean,
content creators.
What we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is everything is pretty uncertain and every day is different. Mm-hmm. And I love a good routine. Mm-hmm. Like I love having everything figured out and like planned out and everything. And so that was another reason I really liked
it. Mm-hmm. And even the reading the 10 pages, like it got me into reading. Yeah. I was like, whoa, like I can like read books that are actually good.
Yeah.
Like, and because I had such a bad relationship with reading because I was like reading like, you know, what you had to read in English class or like shit like that.
Like when you had to read, that was when you were reading.
And now I'm like, oh my God, like I can read fun shit or like a sexy book or a self-help book that I actually want to read, not something that I'm like, it's like the teacher shoving it down my throat.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have always not been a reader. I've never really liked reading.
Yeah, same. And I'm so, like, I just learned how to read. So
yeah,
like, I've been illiterate my whole life.
What is a book? I'm so sorry.
Call me Leah Michelle. No, I'm kidding.
That's so good. But after my walks, I would sit in the park and I would read my book, and it actually wasn't painful. And I was reading books that were educational, and I read two books. Well, hello, no, I did not. I didn't read the whole two books, but I read this one book, and then I started this other book, and I have not finished this other book. But the first book I read
was that the phone one.
Yes.
Okay.
How to Break Up with Your Phone.
You made that TikTok, I literally had it saved because I was going through your TikTok again today, and I was like, oh my God, POV, like me saving this like a couple, whatever, a month ago or something.
Yeah.
Because I want to buy it. Tell me about this book because I feel like everyone needs to know about it, including myself.
Okay, so the first part of it is...
Well, what's it called?
It's How to Break Up with Your Phone.
Yeah, amazing.
And it's a short read. The first part of it educates you on psychologically and mentally and emotionally why your phone is so bad for you. And it gives you like these crazy statistics about like what it's done to our human race. Like, ever since smartphones have come out, the world has changed in big ways, and it's really interesting like the effect that it's had on specifically like younger people. Depression and anxiety rates have skyrocketed. It's actually insane. And this is pretty interesting. This is a random fun fact statistic situation. Kids aren't teens. They're not getting pulled over for DUIs as much. They're getting pulled over for being on their phones.
I mean, that makes total sense
really
to
interesting.
Me.
That's not a statistic, but that's a fun fact. Yeah, pretty interesting. That there are so many. I wish I could just give you all of the information took in, but I'm so bad at like regurgitating my information that I read. But it's very eye-opening, and it honestly was kind of sad to read. Like,
yeah.
It kind of made me sad, but I think that's what it's supposed to do, because it makes you want to literally throw your phone out the window.
So do you feel like you are better, or you have a better relationship with your phone now?
I do, because I'm aware of a lot of the things and I've noticed I pay a lot more attention to how I feel when I like open certain apps. So like I'm sitting on my phone and I just automatically go into TikTok, I'll get like a little burst of like anxiety a bit.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to that and I'll just exit out of the app and I'm like, okay, what else can I be doing? So I guess it's just I'm more aware.
Yeah.
I'm self-aware, and I'm also, I try to stay off my phone, but that's so hard to do when it's literally your full-time job at the same time.
Yeah, that's when it's hard.
Yeah. So I guess I just try to kind of set my boundaries mentally with my phone.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been better since I've read the book.
What boundaries do you try and set or follow with your with your phone?
Of course I have the screen time thing.
Okay. Where, oh yeah, I never fucking listen to it.
No, yeah. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm not like, I am so much better. I never go on my phone. But it's like little changes. So when a little thing comes up that's like, time's up.
Yep.
I will try my hardest not to tap it. If it's not work related, then I'll like X out of that.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Word. Love that.
And I don't like to sleep next to my phone, so I'll have my phone plugged in across the room.
Really?
As long as I can hear the alarm. Yeah, because
I need to start doing that.
No, really, that is pretty life-changing, and it's really interesting, the feeling. You can feel the difference between sleeping next to your phone and not sleeping next to your phone.
Why? What's the difference?
It's like energetically, I'm very big into energy. Are you like woo-woo and stuff like that? Well, kind of
I
sometimes.
Like yeah, yeah.
I'm like interested in all of that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Do you have a spirit guide?
What does that mean? I'm not that far. Are you?
I just found out through a tarot Rito.
Tarot Rito. We love tarot Rito.
Through a tarot reader, I have a spirit guide.
Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I love it.
Oh, it's like you have like a little like spirit that like follows you and helps you?
Yeah, like her name's Homegirl.
I love that.
I think
we all have a Homegirl.
No, and I literally see Homegirl through bees.
Wait, stop.
I know.
I want to go to this tarot card reader.
She's amazing. She's my friend Margaret. She'll read you.
I would love that.
I'll set you up. She does it over FaceTime too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Interesting. True. Okay, every time a tarot card reader comes up on my For You page, I wholeheartedly believe it and listen to it and like take it to heart.
No, I'm not kidding you. This girl changed my life.
Don't laugh about it. This shit is serious.
Like, shout out Homegirl.
No, this I know is she's listening. So real. I believe in this like so
hard. I sound fucking crazy.
I get it.
Okay,
I get
go it. Back to your woo-woo though.
Okay, right.
Energetically.
The energy of your phone. Here's what I believe. I feel like the energy of your phone is mainly negative. Why?
Yeah.
Because, well, in the book that I had just read, it's literally designed to be as addictive as like slot machines, like casino games.
Oh,
it's like the same construct, huh?
Concept.
Yeah.
Same concept.
Same concept. Yeah. Okay. They constructed it the same, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So it's very addictive, which addiction isn't great, right?
No.
So that I feel like kind of it's like negative energy. And then also there is just so much shit on these apps that we have on our phones, like so much negativity and, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of good, of course, but there's also a lot of bad. And so, I don't know. I feel like the energy of your phone can be negative. Also, I feel like I heard something about radiation.
Probably.
There's something going on there. So if you're sleeping next to it, it's like not good for you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And the blue light glasses.
Right. The blue light is just kills your melatonin, and we need melatonin to sleep. Okay. Here's what I will tell you. Just try it. Just try to plug your phone across the room.
Across the room.
When you sleep. And tell me you don't notice a difference because you will.
Okay. I'm going to do it tonight.
Do it. Please.
You know what I did this morning, one thing I started is morning pages.
Great. Love that.
Do you do that?
Love that. I have before, but no. Okay. Not religiously.
So basically it's where you write 3 pages in the morning.
Which is a lot, actually. Let's talk about that.
Also, my journal's big, so I'm taking it down to 2.
Yeah, girl.
Like, it's like a big journal, like not like a silly little one.
Oh, I hear you. Uh-huh.
So anyway, I was doing it yesterday, and I wrote in my journal, because sometimes I'm like, what the fuck do I write?
Yeah.
So I was just writing what I was thinking. I was like, I'm mad at myself because I like spent 30 minutes on my phone when I woke up, and I like could have been getting ready for the gym earlier, and then I could have gotten my workout in earlier, and then I could have gotten in this video I wanted to film earlier. Like, it was just like... Yeah. Literally snowball
effect.
Also,
like, worst feeling, too.
Oh. Then I was like, my goal is for tomorrow to not look at my phone until after I write these pages. Like, all I have to do is write.
Love that.
And then I can look at my phone.
Tiny little goal setting is literally the key to happiness.
It is.
I love that.
It's like even with trying to wake up early, like, there was a time where I was, like, struggling waking up early, and I'm a morning person, so it was really, like, I was like, what the fuck? But I realized all I have to do is just get up 1 minute earlier than the night before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, just try 5 minutes earlier instead of, like, an hour earlier.
Wait, yeah.
And then by the end of the week, you're like, you know?
Okay. Or even like 10 minutes earlier. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wait, I want to. You're like opening my mind up right now. I want to do that. I will be doing that.
So anyway, I did it today. I didn't look at my phone.
Good job
for the two pages, and it was awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And you felt different. Did you not?
Yes. And also, literally nothing happened. I missed nothing.
Yes, that is the thing. That is another thing that how to break up with your phone really talks about too. Is we feel like we're gonna miss an email, we're gonna miss a text, we're gonna miss like someone's, I don't know, whatever it is that we think is so interesting on social media. We're gonna miss it, but no, like we are not missing out. We are not missing out. And you know what? Like you can text someone if you okay. Lots of thoughts happening right now.
Like, you can text someone.
Period. Next question.
No, at the end of the day, you can always text someone.
No, okay. This is what's happening in my brain right now. I'm thinking about the fact that we feel like we need to scroll because we're going to miss something.
Yes.
We feel like we're going to miss something like our friend is doing or something like that. But you can text your friend and it's not as like I feel as harmful as scrolling on social media. Mm-hmm. Did that make sense? Yeah. Help me.
It does. I even think about sometimes I will see something on the internet and want to send it to my friend.
Yeah.
This would happen all the time with Alicia and I because I would see her every day for work. Mm-hmm. So I would see something, like I would be with her the entire day and then I would get home and I'd be like still sending her shit via like TikTok or Instagram or whatever. We'd be sending each other shit. Even if it was like a wiener dog meme because she has dachshund.
Yeah.
Like whatever. And wouldn't it be crazy, like the concept of us just genuinely catching up like in real life and being like, yo, guess what I saw, blah, 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 instead of being like sending it over.
I get what you're saying.
I guess I'm trying to get better at like and I have, like, my faraway friends that live, like, back home or, like, in the Midwest or New York or wherever. Mm-hmm. Those are the people I can send my, like, memes, my TikToks to, whatever. But if I'm, like, seeing people, like, once a week,
person.
I don't need to be, in person. Let's just genuinely catch up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to be, like, constantly up their ass, like, in DMs.
And it's such a different vibe, too, to be, like, look at this video that I found that this reminds me of you so much, whatever. And you show them it in person.
Or I'm just like, being, like, yo, did you see blah 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 is now dating blah 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 or whatever, just genuinely catching up and then being like no way, and then you can talk about it.
Different,
it's
energy,
like, it's crazy concept not doing everything on your phone.
Really. And getting out in nature. Brie and I, my sister, we have a podcast called Just Kidding Never Mind. We're constantly talking about how getting out in nature, like anywhere, like literally if it's like a patch of grass in the middle of a city, even like if it's some form of nature. That I mean, that's definitely not ideal. Like, try to find like something better than that. But
it's hard downtown LA. Yeah.
No, it's tough. But it is so healing, and that is kind of going along with like getting off your phone more.
Yeah.
Going out into nature is like different energy.
It is. What do you do when you say like you're going out into nature? Like, I'm sure there's a gazillion things in Utah you can do. What are your like top, you know, five things you do?
Okay. Well, for like day to day, if I don't have a lot of time in my day, I'll just go to this park. It's called Sugar House Park. Love it. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. It's like in the middle of, I guess it's not a city because it's Utah, but it's in the middle of the city, whatever. But it doesn't feel like it. It's very like green and beautiful and lush, and there's a river, and it's just, it's so nice. So I'll go on a walk. Like, I love going on walks.
Mm-hmm.
But if I like, ideally I like to drive up the canyon. It's called Little Cottonwood Canyon. It's like, it's so cute. It's so beautiful. And there are so many like little waterfalls, and my sister and I, well, not really me because I'm scared of cold water, but we go to the river.
Just because it's cold?
Yes, it's way too cold. I hate cold water.
Okay.
I love drinking cold water, but no, like, it's hard for me to jump in cold water.
Okay.
But for Brie, she loves it. We go to the river. That's really fun. And that's also, like, makes you feel like $1 million doing cold plunges, even though it's uncomfortable. Makes you feel great. And, like, hiking. I don't know. Just getting outside. And sometimes I'll literally go up the canyon and I'll, like, find a rock in the middle of the trees and I will, like, sit there.
Oh, cute.
It's really nice. Or I will journal.
Okay.
I mean, I'll sit there for a little bit and take it in and be like, this is so beautiful. This is so nice. And just, like, feel the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you're inspiring me. I should do that.
Thank you. You should, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's like a little... everybody needs a little reset, especially in this fast-paced life that we're in.
I will say this summer, I've like really been trying to go to the beach more and going to the pool more and just being in the sun.
Yeah.
And it feels so good.
It does. It does. You kind of feel like a different like version of yourself.
Yeah.
Like tan me or sun-kissed me, different girl.
Unstoppable.
Really. Like so much more confident. And I'm like, I'm just like living outside. Like I'm just like a little surfer girl. Like
I know. I just like, I feel different even it's though the best I'm not and your hair is wet and you don't care. And you're, everything's
I'm
salty.
Barefoot. I'm salty.
Obsessed.
Love that. Love.
Well, speaking of a tan and a glow, you have had quite the skin journey.
Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about it because I've struggled with my own acne as well as pretty much everyone in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But you, I told you this in the car, your acne journey and like documenting it and being, I'm like so brave because I could, there's no way I could have done it what you did.
Yeah.
Is.
I mean, you could have, but yeah.
I could have, but I didn't. You really, really, really made me feel good about myself. Seriously. I would watch your videos and I was like, I love this girl and I didn't even know you.
Oh my God.
So I just have to say, I'm sure you've done that too. You know, you've had the same effect on a ton of other young girls, young guys, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just want to talk about it in, you know, now that you've overcome your skin journey or whatever.
Slightly.
I know, we're all still struggling. Tell me about it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, of course.
That actually means everything to me because that's all I wanted to come out of me posting my acne journey and everything. So that is awesome. And it's so great. Yeah, I'll have people come up to me and tell me that me posting about my whole Accutane experience and my cystic acne journey, like, really, really helped them. And that, like, warms my heart. It makes me want to cry. Like, that means everything to me. So for everybody that has ever said anything to me about that, or honestly anything in support of me and what I post, means everything. So I have always had clear skin. I mean,
your skin looks amazing now, I just have to say.
Girl, like, thank you. I appreciate you. But ever since I got here, my skin has been the worst.
Oh, probably because the LA water is so disgusting.
That's what people have been saying. That's crazy.
Anytime I go somewhere else, my skin clears up.
Oh my God.
I know. I need to get one of those like water filter things.
Oh, that is like, that's like spooky.
Yeah, it's
to
nasty.
Think about like how gross like the
well,
water
also
is like getting
your hair is gross.
Yeah, true. You know? It's also really gross in Salt Lake City though, actually.
Oh.
The air quality is terrible.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, yeah. So always had like pretty clear skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned 20 years old and I started getting pretty like gnarly zits that I hadn't gotten before. You know those zits that are like underground and they're pretty big. You can tell and you can't pop them. That's like cystic acne.
Underground.
That's what I call them. And they hurt too.
No,
and they
it's like
make
mountains
your face swell
underground
up.
And they hurt. Yeah.
No, it's the worst. And this happened right when I moved to Utah actually. So I was like, oh, my skin's probably just freaking out because like the climate difference or whatever. But then it just kept getting worse. And I was like, oh, shit.
Did your sisters have bad acne?
My sister, my oldest sister, Madison, she's had pretty bad acne for a while.
Okay.
She's 29. And she just got over her acne.
Really?
She just did Accutane for second time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people do have to do it twice.
I'm really hoping I don't have to.
I'm manifesting. I'm telling homegirl.
I'm scared.
She's going to help you.
Please.
Homegirl, please help Summer.
Please. Actually, the skin gods, I need you.
Yeah.
It kept getting worse. And I went to the dermatologist and they're like, every dermatologist, when they look at your skin and you have acne, there are just so many different reason there's so many different causes for acne and so every dermatologist is like, oh, like maybe don't eat dairy or you need to exfoliate more, like no
don't
one
eat
really
salmon.
Knows
yeah.
what to yeah, yeah. what to
peanut butter
say.
Yeah
what
yeah
is that a
I've
thing?
Had people tell me that too, or like nuts and peanut butter,
like
and
eat
salmon
that to clear your skin.
No, they said don't eat that.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's because of the oils or something.
Oh, that makes sense. Because another thing too is everybody's skin is so different, and so there's not like
that's where
you can't
I
really
struggle with. For anyone that struggles with acne and watches a YouTuber, like their skin routine is not going to work for you. So you have to like have that in mind.
Yeah.
What I liked about your videos is you weren't like, use this product.
Yeah.
You were more so like, this fucking sucks. This is how I'm dealing with
it.
Yeah, this is how I'm dealing with it. And you were talking about like confidence and shit like that, mm-hmm. because that's a whole journey within itself.
Yeah.
Let alone finding out the products and like, you know, routine you need.
Totally.
So what did your dermatologist tell you?
I went to a bunch of different dermatologists. This is actually crazy, and I don't think I've ever said this on my YouTube channel or anything, but my acne got really bad when I was on a humanitarian trip in Kenya. And you can go to a pharmacy and you can literally just buy Accutane there. And so,
what?
Yeah. And so I got all my Accutane in Kenya. And so I didn't have to go on birth control and get pregnancy tests all the time and do blood work. I did do blood work, but I didn't have to do it like under the United States like guidelines for Accutane.
Whoa.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, because the guidelines, it's basically a rated X drug. Did you know that?
I don't. What does that even mean?
It basically, like, if you were to get pregnant, it would deform your baby.
Yes.
Like, it's like, that's why it's like a rated X drug.
Okay.
That's what my dermatologist told me.
I've never heard of the term rated X drug.
I don't know.
It's a very intense drug.
That's why you have to get the pregnancy test, whatever, blah, blah,
blah.
But that's insane. You know what? I was in Italy, too, and I had a friend. She got, like, UTI or something. They just gave it to her. She didn't have to basically get a prescription.
That's so interesting.
For any medication. And I was like, this is wild.
I don't know if that's better or worse. Like, is that smarter to just not not need a prescription or...
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm assuming the reason we have it is due to like drug addiction.
Abuse.
Yeah.
Right.
And abuse.
Yeah.
But it seems like, I don't know, Americans are very extreme with everything.
True.
Whereas I feel like in other countries, they're way more just balanced with even like their food they eat. And I don't know. They're more well-rounded.
Yeah, you're right about that.
About like just life, it seems. Whereas we're more extreme.
Yes.
And so maybe there's less. I don't know the statistics or anything, but.
It's like we can't really, we're not like as responsible. Like we can't be.
We can't control our like just like emotions. And I will say though, like America is a lot more stressful.
Oh yeah,
In a different way. Like it's as far as like our culture and like hustling and bustling around and like work and like sweat
dude,
and hustle.
Every time I travel to literally anywhere else in the world, I'm like, this is so nice.
I mean, even like in Europe all the time, it's like you literally have to flag the waiter down to like come get your check.
Because everyone's just like chill.
In LA, they're like 20 minutes in and out. Like you're trying to get the next person in, which like,
crazy.
I don't know, there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah.
But
totally.
I don't know, maybe it's just because we're so like extreme with everything.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know the actual like details behind it, but that's crazy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So did Accutane fully help?
So
you never did like spironolactone or anything like that?
I tried that. Yeah. I tried that to begin with and it wasn't doing anything. And I was like, so here's the thing. We were going into season 3 of Endless Summer and they wanted me obviously to be on camera, but I'm like, I literally have the worst acne I've ever had in my life. My confidence is on zero. Like I can't do this and I need to get rid of this acne as soon as possible. And so that's why when we were in Kenya, we're like, might as well just get the Accutane here because I was, slated to shoot like the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I get on Accutane and I like told the director and producer about my whole situation and she's like, oh, so it's Bunim and Murray. They're the producers of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't know if that still is the production company, but they were like, we'll take you to Kendall Jenner's dermatologist because he will like whip you into shape. Like he'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
So I flew literally for just 24 hours.
No, I watched this vlog.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to like a,
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I
don't know if I want to say his name. Well, it's literally in my YouTube video. Simon Orion. That's his name. I flew to LA just to have him look at me and do whatever. He told me to use olive oil on my face to take my makeup off. And he told me to use, well, now I don't remember. He told me to use the strangest things. I remember olive oil was one of the things. And I was like, okay, I guess I have no choice but to trust you, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I post about it on my YouTube channel. And everybody, there's so many like, I don't know if they were like actual dermatologists. But people in my comments that were like, I'm an esthetician. Or like, I'm a dermatologist. Or like, I've had acne before or whatever. And that is one of the worst things you can do. Like, what are you doing? Like, everyone was like freaking out. And I was like, girl, I don't know. We're all in this together. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, okay?
So did you do it and the stuff he said?
I did for a little bit. Oh, one of the other things was the StrideX pads. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, no.
It's like in a little like cylindrical container. I don't know why I had to say cylindrical. It's in a little container. It's red. And they're like these little thin pads for acne. And it smells like rubbing alcohol. Hi. Rubbing alcohol. And anyway, it's not great for your skin. But he told me to use those. And that was another thing. I don't know.
Interesting.
So I was using that for a little bit. And then Skincare by Hyrum reacted to my video. And he was like, girl, what are you doing? And then he actually helped me like figure out a better skincare
routine.
What did
he say to do?
Basically, just go way more gentle on my skin.
Got it.
Than I was, because I was using like washcloths on my skin, because he told me to do that too. He was like, the most gentle way to exfoliate your skin, because you will be needing to exfoliate it, is to use a little towelette, like washcloth with just warm water on your skin. But I guess that was really, it was like further inflaming it. Anyway, I was just being way too harsh on my skin. And so I just started using, I would wash my face with a really gentle cleanser that I still use now. Love it.
It's
Image or Medic. It's just a facial cleanser. Okay. I found it at some dermatologist place. Really good. You can get it on Amazon.
Oh, say.
Love it. And then I would just use the Cetaphil lotion, and I still use that too.
Yeah, that one's great.
Those are like the best things. If you're on Accutane, just be gentle on your skin and don't touch it. Just ride it out. Just wait for it to clear up, and it's going to be tough. Like the side effects, oh man.
Did it get way worse at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got so bad. I didn't want to show my face at all. Like, I did not want to go out because I didn't feel like myself.
Yeah.
And so I don't want that to be how I'm meeting people for the first time, because I don't know. I didn't even feel like I was in my own body. It's really interesting. It's tough. It's a lot to work through for sure. Like,
so what would you tell someone who's going through exactly what you went through, as far as like they're starting Accutane, literally acne's going crazy? What would you tell them right now? And they're like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. What would you tell them?
I would say, I understand. It's so hard and you don't feel great about yourself and whatever, but I promise you, this is what I learned through my whole experience. People aren't looking at your face as much as you think they are.
Yeah.
And they're not looking at that and like taking that as that's who you are. Like, they're not labeling you as that, as whatever you think it is that they're labeling you as. Like, no, you're just, it's your energy, it's your presence, and it's your confidence that will, I guess, outshine what you look like. And that's what people will remember. And I know that it's tough to have that confidence and stuff, but what I had to do is just, honestly, I would look in the mirror and I would just give myself positive affirmations. I would speak love and kindness to myself. And I would remind myself that this isn't permanent. This isn't forever. It's going to go away. I have a great personality. I'm so confident, even if I'm not. I pretended like I was. And I would go out into the world and just do my thing.
Love.
I don't know. You just got to like put it out of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. Just push through, kind of, yeah, in a weird way. Yeah, just push through
and lean on your friends and your family, because it's tough. Like, not only does it honestly kind of hurt, it's like physical pain.
No, it does.
But it's emotionally and mentally, it's really tough. So spend a lot of time with people that you love and that care about you, and that'll also get you through it.
It's really tough on your relationship with yourself.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Like, not wanting to look in the mirror, or like, not, you know, that sucks.
It
like,
sucks. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't, like, I was just so confused. Like, where did it come from? Why do I have this? Like, why me? Why me? But girl, it's life. Like, shit happens.
It's also just genetics. And yes. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad had really bad acne. So. Yeah.
I guess I realized later, like, my mom just told me, like, literally, I don't know, within this year, she's like, yeah, I had really bad, like, skin growing up. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're just telling me this?
Well, I think you're in the clear at this point, right?
Thank you. Okay, so I have a little different of a journey. I didn't end up having to do Accutane, knock on wood,
lucky
yet.
Girl.
It's crazy. Like, sometimes my skin, like last year, I thought I was in the clear. I did spironolactone. I did a little bit of doxycycline, whatever.
Yeah.
I was doing all these things, doing the facials, whatever. And it cleared up and it was great for about 2 years. And then randomly it came back. And I think the second time it definitely was a little more like stress induced.
Okay.
Like I, that's what started it. And then I would pick, it was just like, sometimes it's a ripple effect. Sometimes you can't even explain what it is.
Yeah. A lot of the time you can't.
And it's really sucks when you like feel like you beat it almost. And then you, it's like you beat COVID and then you go through it. And then 2 years later, and then you go to the dermatologist and they're like, fuck, like we might have to put you on Accutane. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm 24 years old.
Yeah. What business do I have going on like, Accutane again? Like, please, like, are you kidding?
So anyway, now I feel like I'm kind of in the clear. Obviously, like we all have breakouts here, you know, here and then. And especially with women, like having your period once a month, like that week, my skin is auto breaking out.
Yes. Like you can count on as it being on my face.
But so is everyone's.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, also just, I mean, if you're going through acne and everything, just know that you are not alone too.
No.
There are so many people going through it. And yeah, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. I actually love it when people are like, yeah, my skin be acting up this, like, either, whether on the internet or in real life, they're like, don't, my skin, blah, 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 because it makes me feel like, oh my God, thank God, like, I don't have perfect skin, especially because, like, clean girl aesthetic is such a thing right now, and, like, hardly wearing makeup and blah, 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 and I'm like, I'm still going to be putting concealer on my zits. I'm still going to be doing that. And that's okay.
Oh my gosh. No, that is okay.
That's normal.
That's fine. Whatever that, you need to do to make yourself feel more confident, do it. Go for it. I mean, there's no like right way to go about this. I will say though, try to, me like completely contradicting myself, try to stay away. Try to stay away from piling on too much makeup. Because it can make it worse.
Especially when you have current active acne, like a ton,
And so I would try to just wear makeup like on special occasions or like when I really knew I needed to go out. If I had to go out somewhere, then But what I think is really cool is when someone is, like, isn't wearing any makeup and maybe their skin isn't perfect, but they're just, they're so confident and they're
it's
being themselves.
Hot. That's
hot. It's hot. Like, it's more attractive than someone who has perfectly clear skin and not that same energy. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's sick.
I know. It is awesome. Are there any beauty products in general you recommend that kind of helped you with your acne journey, whether it's like skincare stuff or you know, obviously we know like the drink a lot of water know, tip, but is there anything else or even like makeup that didn't stress it out even more? Do you know what I mean? Anything like that?
Honestly, I don't know like what makeup products were great and which ones weren't, but if you do want to wear makeup, I say definitely go for like the clean makeup products. There's a lot out now, like there's so many different brands that are making clean products that don't have those like super harmful ingredients, so I would say look for that. There's also like skincare makeup too. I know Say
Yes
Beauty has a really good,
I think Merit Beauty is
Ilia too.
I think they're all, those are all clean brands. Don't quote me on that.
So like, fully don't quote me on all this, but just do a simple Google search.
Yeah.
What are the best clean makeup brands and try to only use those products on your face.
Oh, another thing I did that I feel like actually helped is I would wash my sheets, especially my pillowcase. Like, I'm crazy regimented about it.
Me too.
Now I'm like, do it once a week. But even if you have acne, like, don't be afraid to wash, like, get multiple pillowcases and, you know, do them, like, every couple days.
That
like,
is something that I learned, too. Yeah, totally. Invest in, like, five different pillowcases and only this might sound like a lot, but it could actually really help. You'll sleep on one side of the pillow for one night, and then the next night you flip it over and then use the other side and then take it off, change it out. Like, honestly, sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. Okay.
I had another tip from my esthetician who now to this day like still does my facials. Her name's Silvana Skin. She's amazing. If you ever need a facial in LA, you should go to her. But she also told me, because I love working out, so anytime after I would work out, you're obviously so sweaty and then like the sweat and the acne is just like not a vibe really. So she gave me like a kind of like hydrating, or it was like a spray, and it basically, I forget the name of it, but it's on her website that I would put on after, or she said even like a Neutrogena, which Hiram, please do not come for me. I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
Please don't come for me. But this actually helped my acne. I don't know. Do whatever is best for you. Don't listen to me.
Hiram,
please don't come for me. Love, literally, I'm so scared.
I'm literally so scared. Help me. No,
peace, love. Peace and love here.
I do like the Sephora collection makeup remover wipes. I will say that. Mm-hmm, those are really good.
Great. All I'm saying is get a separate towel or cloth or something to wipe off after the workout so that it's just fresh.
Oh, yeah. I used to be obsessed with Orange Theory, and I would go right into the bathroom immediately after and just splash my face with water.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, one thing I have to ask before we end this, which this is just me being selfish and needing to know. I have to know about Doechella.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Doechella?
Yeah.
Okay,
I need to know about this. Because you were a dope girl.
Yeah, girl.
Wait, okay. Did Doe die?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're done for.
R.I.P.
In a big way.
Yeah.
Sorry. Crazy. Doe was one of the first companies I ever worked with when I was 14. Forgot to say that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. They like featured me on the homepage of the app. Like the app was completely different. I had like a cute little setup.
Okay.
I don't know what for. Like, I don't know why we did that, but that was something that happened. Doe, I met like the most of my internet friends through Doe.
Is those that trips. First Coachella where you met like your internet friends?
It was one of the trips. It wasn't the first Coachella. Wait. The first Coachella. Mm-hmm. Wait. Right. Yes. 2018 Coachella.
All I know is all my friends were in Doechella, and I wasn't a YouTuber yet. Uh-huh. And I wanted to go with my friends, but they weren't allowing plus ones. So like I stayed with Alicia, actually. That's where I like really got to know Alicia, and I met Remy and whatever.
Okay.
All those people. But at the festival, I would meet up with all my Doechella friends, and they'd be like, "This is crazy."
No, actually.
And that's where I met like so many of my YouTuber friends to this day.
Yeah.
Because Doechella.
Yeah, going on trips is so bonding, and you get to know people so well.
Yeah.
And that's literally all Doe would do. Like, they took me to Santa Monica. It was my first ever trip I went on with them.
Okay.
We stayed at like this cute house in the hills. That was fun. That was the first time I ever went to Catch too, and we did the like chocolate thing.
Iconic.
Where you break the yeah that was fun. I met some of like Margot Lee. I don't know if you've heard of her.
I was just going to say that's where I met her too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Joe. Ooh,
I'm obsessed.
Saying her name like freaks me out.
I'm obsessed with Margot.
No, she is like the girl. She is the girl.
She's so
her
like
vibe, her aesthetic.
Effortless. Yeah. So
love
fucking
her.
Cool.
And I've been watching her forever. Like
she's
for
awesome.
So long. Love her. And then they took us to Fiji. They took me to Coachella twice.
Okay, so you did go on the Fiji trip.
I sure did. Yeah, there
was
a lot
like?
Of drama.
Yeah, what happened?
Honestly,
I'm like, what's the tea?
It was interesting because some of the girls were already like besties, and a lot of other girls weren't. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of an interesting mix. And also, we're literally high school students at this mm-hmm. point, and so the maturity level is
not there.
Right. It's not
were people
there.
Mean on that trip?
No, there was no like actual like fights or anything. Like no one was like mean to each other, but I know there was a lot of gossip for sure. Yeah, like mm-hmm.
Could you feel that during the trip, or is it more so afterwards when people were making
during
their videos
trip. Yeah, during
really
trip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting, and there were certain people that didn't want to get photographed with other people, and they only want, I don't know, it was pretty clicky. It was kind of weird, and it was interesting to see certain people like actively like, I hate this word, but like social climbing in front of my face.
Oh yeah,
there was a lot of that, and it was just cringe, and I'm like, oh, can we just, we're in Fiji right
yeah.
now, like let's just like enjoy our time. It was weird for sure.
So
but
weird.
It was awesome being in Fiji, and the whole like the overall vibe of that trip, that like the impression that it had on me was positive. Like it was good.
Oh good.
But there was definitely weirdness, but like that's what you're gonna get if you're putting a bunch of like what 17 year old YouTubers mm-hmm. in like a villa together.
Well, that, and it sounds like the people running the company weren't the best role models.
No.
I guess in my opinion.
No.
As either. And the way they were running it was really like weird.
It was,
and schemey.
It was very unprofessional, I will say that. And it was pretty odd because, like the rooms you got and the trips you were able to go on was based on how many followers you would get on the app. Like they would literally
on Dote.
Yeah. So they would send out an email that would be like, if you get 100,000 followers by this date, then you get to come with us here. And so they just got like a shit ton of free promotion from us. Mm-hmm. And that's why everyone knew about Dote, because we had to post so much.
Did they ever pay you?
No, never.
That's crazy.
Not me. I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but no, there was no, we never got paid. And we were so confused at where all this money was coming from, because they were sending us to these crazy places and they were like gifting us things and paying for our meals and like paying for everything. We're like, mm-hmm. Where is this money coming from? Confused. I don't know. Because they were just this random little.
It's so random.
Yeah. And the founders or CEOs or the girls in charge, they would come on all the trips with us and they would just. They were like our homies. Like they were just like doing everything with us. Like it wasn't super. It was very unprofessional. Like it was very like loose.
Really?
And just, yeah. Like okay. We're just like on this trip. Here you go. Do whatever. But make sure to tag us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a brand trip you've been on since that was a very positive experience? Yes. As far as working with the brand?
I went to Croatia with Tori Burch and it was amazing.
That's fucking sick.
It was insane. We stayed in the most beautiful resort and everyone was so nice. Their team is so great, like so accommodating, so professional, just like knows what they're doing, like knows how to do it right.
Why? Like what about them? What do you mean they know how to do it right?
Everything was just really well planned out and they were really sweet. They gave us like the whole vibe was just like, sweet.
Yeah.
And it was casual but not too casual, so like they gave us our free time and like room to be able to do whatever and explore and stuff like that, but at the same time we still had, you know, everything like planned out. Mm-hmm. And things that we were like meant to do and supposed to do and stuff like that. And so I don't know, they were just really good. They're really great at managing it.
What were they promoting?
Their fragrance.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd they go to Croatia?
I don't know. And why did we go for 2 days?
I have a bone. Yeah, that's really short.
No, it was really short.
Did you not extend? You should have extended.
I wanted to. We actually did extend 1 day because we missed our flight got canceled. And so we missed a day. And then we would have only been there for 1 day.
Oh, my God.
So then we.
Did you bring a plus one?
Yeah, my sister.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
Bree. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful.
That is awesome.
And that's the only time I've ever been to Europe, and I love it.
What?
Yeah. I want to go to Europe.
You need to go.
I know.
You should do like
I want to go so bad.
When's your birthday?
May 12th. You want to go to Italy.
You should do like a turning 25 Europe extravaganza
100%.
trip. 100%. Film it.
Have to.
Love.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I could like try to get brands involved in everything.
Yeah, you should.
I need you to be, you're like my brainstorm. Oh, duh. This is literally what you did for years. Like, that's why you're so good at it.
I just can't turn my brain off.
You're so good.
Thank
you. No, I love that because I'm not like that at all.
It's way easier for me to come up with ideas for other people, like, besides myself. Like, it's hard for me to come up with shit for myself sometimes.
Really? I mean, I get them. Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because it's like, why would anyone want to know that about me? But
that's
I'm like,
how I feel.
Yeah, but I'm like, this is what's interesting about you. Or yeah. Like, I'd love to see you do this because also I love being around people. Like, I
yeah,
love...
you're really good with people.
Thank you.
You're really good.
I like
person.
Being around people and like other creators. They're so inspiring to me. Like, I'm
yes.
similar in the sense that I liked watching YouTube and that's what got me into wanting to post and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's way easier coming up with ideas not for yourself.
Yeah, that makes
else.
Sense. That's like it's so much easier to give advice to other people than like
true,
take your own
and
advice.
Take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also too easy to come up with shit, but it's hard to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Execute it.
Because sometimes I will. I mean, most of the time I get my ideas like in the shower and I'm just like, woo, like I have all these ideas. I write them all down. And then I don't always execute it.
Yeah.
Because I'll like revisit that list that I made and I'm like, do people actually want to see that? And if they do, like, are they going to like it though? I don't
yeah.
know. There's a lot of like second guessing and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff.
What is your relationship like with other creators?
Honestly, I'm not super close with any influencers.
Really?
Yeah. I had my time with that.
Okay.
And it was really fun to be around people who did the same thing that I did. But I don't and I don't want to like generalize an influencer, but I've met a lot of them, and I just don't totally vibe with that energy.
Okay.
I keep bringing up energy. And let me try to dissect that a bit to help that make more sense. I don't know. I feel like because I started my YouTube channel just because it's like something that was fun, mm-hmm. I'm not really like the influencer personality. I'm just doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Or are you and the rest of the people are not? You know
no,
what I mean?
No, yeah. She's getting philosophical here.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't really like to be around people constantly talking about numbers and trying to do things with ulterior motives. And I've just had a lot of people kind of, and not that I think everybody is going to do this to me, but I've had a lot of experiences where people will only like associate with me if they're going to benefit from me or if I'm going to help them in some way.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, and there's so much of that in the influencer world.
Also, that one situation like that can like ruin it
yeah.
for the rest,
yeah.
which fucking sucks.
Yeah, totally. And there wasn't like this one big situation that happened that totally turned me off from all of it. I just noticed how I felt around people who maybe weren't in the influencer world was better than mm-hmm. how I felt when I was with the influencer people, I guess.
Interesting.
And I think I still do have influencer friends and I love them. Mm-hmm. And the influencer, quote unquote, influencer friends that I'm not super close with anymore, like nothing happened. Like we didn't have any like big fight or anything. Like I don't know. I just don't vibe with them as well as I want to. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think a lot of that too attributes to growing up and going a different path.
Exactly.
Like, there's so many people I was friends with who aren't influencers, and we've just outgrown each other in different ways because we have, you know, when you grow up, you develop new interests, and our interests were kind of going separate ways.
Completely.
And that's okay. That's totally normal.
Yeah. And I met these people when we were like 17, 18, 19, and there's so much that's changing and you're finding yourself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a lot that can change within that time. So it's not like, it's not super surprising that we didn't remain the best of friends. You know what I mean? Because we're all just kind of figuring it out. And some of us went this way, some of us went that way. So yeah.
I love that. I will say it is refreshing around being people who it's not the constant number one topic.
Yeah.
Like numbers.
Yes.
You know, like.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's not normal to be talking about that so much.
It's
that
not.
Much. Yeah.
Because, I mean, inevitably it'll make you think about your numbers and what are you doing.
Well, and it makes sense. You talk about it because you have that in common. Like, let's talk about this brand or whatever. But it's weird when you are a creator because it's like, okay, we're supposed to be at a party right now. We're not supposed to be working.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess we are at a party with a bunch of people I do work with.
Yes.
That's what's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is weird. And what I've noticed, too, the different – it's just – I feel like I have a different mindset because what it takes to be successful in this specific like content creation world, it takes a lot of drive and it takes like almost like grind mentality. And
yeah,
I think that can be toxic at times. And so that's another thing that I don't really love to be around either because it's just not me. Like I don't really like resonate with that a whole lot. Like I want to do things and move in ways that I just feel good and inspired and uplifted and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that vibe kind of, it lowers my vibration.
Okay. I love that.
I'm coming off like so woo woo in
this podcast. No, I just was talking about my spirit guide who appears as a bee. So
I don't know.
What would you say right now makes you happy? What are some things that make you happy?
I love good music.
Okay. Yeah, you on your podcast, you always say your favorite song.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song right now?
Oh, you know what I've been doing? Do you have Spotify?
Yeah.
I have been using the DJ feature.
What the fuck is the DJ feature?
Okay, it's an AI DJ, and you tap on it, and he goes, "What's up, Summer? Today we're going to be playing this for you." Yeah, he's like, "We're going to get into a vibe, and this vibe is Sunshine." And then he'll go through like songs that are in like your liked library, right? Or like songs that you've put on playlists or songs that you've recently listened to or songs that are similar to the songs you've been listening to recently. and he just like plays you all these different songs. No. And then you can change the vibe anytime you want. And so you find so much new music, but then also you're listening to songs that you already know and love. I love that feature.
That is amazing.
I use it every time I get in
the car. How do I get it?
You just search it. Like, go on Spotify and search DJ and it'll come up. I don't know why it's not like a little button.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. But
interesting.
Do
when they
it.
Do that.
So I don't have a song that I've been like going to over and over again. But the DJ. I love my DJ.
Okay.
His name
so
is
you
DJ
love
X.
Music. Music makes you happy.
Love.
What else makes you happy?
I love movies. I love movies. Mm-hmm. I love like film dissection. And what I mean by that is like people that like break down
okay.
movies
like
and explain
the,
all
yeah,
of the things.
The round tables afterwards. Okay.
Yeah. Like those are some of my favorite YouTube channels. Like people who mm-hmm. watch movies.
Oh
and...
my God. You know what podcast you would love?
What?
It's called Rewatchables.
Okay.
And my brother literally won't shut the fuck up about it. I've never listened to it, but he's so obsessed.
Really?
Basically, it's a podcast about them recapping and dissecting a film after they watch it. It's called Rewatchables, and it's a whole podcast about
it. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, you gotta listen.
Okay,
I
fine.
Feel like you would like it.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet, but my brother, like, he's just not the type of guy that would listen to that. Like, he's big, like, sports, like, yeah, frat. Yeah, whatever. He loves it.
But he loves it?
Yeah, loves
oh,
it.
Oh, so I'd be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. Have you heard of the podcast... Dissect by Genius?
No.
They dissect like awesome albums. It's interesting.
Oh.
Like I'm trying to think of one. Like Frank Ocean.
Interesting.
Blonde. He'll go through like each song and explain the lyrics and like give the backstory and talk about like what was going on in his life and stuff. That's
oh.
really interesting.
I want to get better at searching like just shit I want to know about
yeah.
on podcasts because I feel like I have my ones that I listen to, but I want to start searching and like listening to more random ones.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to yours and I was like, I would have never fucking like found this podcast
yeah.
if
There's
I didn't
so
know
many.
Summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is crazy.
I know, right? There's a really good podcast, Stuff You Should Know, if you just want to like randomly educate yourself.
Okay. That's
they
a
come
good
up
one.
With like really random things that you should know. And then I'm like, oh, I'm educated now.
I love it. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Got all the recs. Well, Summer, last question is to, you know, go with this podcast. Mm-hmm. What moves are you making right now in your life?
Ooh. I am putting myself first and
love.
I am working on self-discovery, what sparks joy for me, and what can I do to just reach my highest potential in my
love.
Career and in my social life and emotionally and mentally. And yeah, I guess I'm just really, I feel like I'm in the era of realizing things.
Realizing things,
right.
obviously.
Love you,
yeah.
Kylie. no, I really, I feel like I had a really tough year last year. One of my hardest years, like mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned so much about myself and the things that I need and the things that I shouldn't do and all that kind of stuff,
uh-huh.
right? And like how I deal with things. And so I guess I'm taking the knowledge that I have and... like... just moving forward with that knowledge.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for the 75 hard.
Oh, me too.
Content again.
I can't wait.
I really think if you stuck to it, even a month, you would be like,
oh, 100%.
Mentally, it changed me.
Fully.
Yeah. And physically, actually.
Oh,
like,
yes. No, within the 10 days, I'm like, I'm already noticing differences. Crazy.
Yeah. 100%. Even just like endurance.
Yes.
Like as far as like.
Yes. True. Because
yeah.
I was going on walks at the beginning and then I was like, I feel like running. And then I ran and I was like, oh, no problem. Like
yeah.
I can run.
It makes you want to push yourself.
Yeah.
And like be really fit. So yeah, that was, I'm really excited for you because I
Thank
love
you.
Watching people go
and
through
I
the journey.
And I will be documenting it because
please.
Everybody needs to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
And so if I'm posting about it, then.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing. And people are asking, they're like, what did you, what happened?
No, you said in your podcast about it, you were like, I saw this girl, Regan.
Yes.
And she was doing 75 hard after me. I watched like all of her videos because I was still invested.
Aren't they great?
Because yeah. they're motivating.
And you can see a difference in her too. Like
yeah.
she's thriving.
I love her.
Yeah. No,
I'm
she's
like
great.
A secret follower.
Yeah, me too. I think I met her like maybe once. She probably doesn't remember me.
I've never met her. I'm really? A fan.
Well, you probably will if you're in LA.
Yeah. There's also a random guy I found doing it in Wisconsin. My For You page
random.
Was feeding me. Random dude. Had like a 9-to-5. Literally has a fiance. I was like invested in his 75 hour journey.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's why I love the For You page. I hate it
me
at the
too.
Same time. But I love
yeah.
it because you find the most random thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, where can everyone follow you and subscribe to your podcast?
So you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, at Summer McKean. And my podcast with my sister is called Just Kidding, Nevermind. We're jknevermind.podcast on Instagram. Hard to remember.
Amazing.
There's a lot, but
definitely go check out the podcast, you guys. It's really good.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm dying to meet your sis.
I know.
Next time, maybe.
Yes, next time.
And yeah, everyone go follow Summer. She's a great follow. And be sure to make someone else's day this week. Peace.
Oh, I love her. Bye.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.